Sean Aquiline here. In the studio is Steve Cross along with David Rooney, who will be conducting an interview with Mr. Cross about the recent papering of the downtown Revelstoke core. David?
Welcome. How are you doing?
Great to be here. Thanks.
Well, we got some questions. This is, as you know, a very hot topic here in Revelstoke right now. And I think some of these questions that I've put together will address this, some of the public concerns. Many people are saying a strip mall will hurt the downtown core. That is an argument that has been leveled at many, many projects in Revelstoke in the past and has not yet happened. What do you have to say to that? Do you think that this is a different time?
I'm sure every other project that had concerns about that also said the same thing. It's different. But here's why I think it's different. When the ski hill came in, it was really clear that that might change the town, but there was no question it would bring people to town and into the town. When the Alpine Mall went in, it was still close enough to downtown to be considered part of the town. It was not on the perimeter. This is a true perimeter project. It's on the highway. It has a vast potential to stop people from actually coming in, even if they might have otherwise. So to me, it is a very different project. The other aspect of it that I think is worth thinking about as a different project is this is not going to bring more people into town necessarily, and it will remove money from the town because these are going to be national stores that are going to take the money away. They're not going to leave it here.
How do we know they're going to be national stores?
Two of the stores are, one's a 25,000 square foot pharma. We know that. That was the actual amendment that was approved by council. The other is a 15,000 pharma. You're not going to get a local person doing those stores. I believe those stores are already committed verbally to big national chains that want to do them. Now, the smaller stores, they could be local, but at $38 a square foot, I don't think so.
That's a lot of money that we're talking about. And in fact, that's one of the inducements that the developers are offering. It's supposed to be a $20 million project, supposed to be create 200 jobs and raise $500,000 in taxes for the city, which the city could really use.
And I have to say, on the tax front, that's a legitimate argument in favor of this project. $500,000 in additional taxes would nicely solve some problems, wouldn't it? I completely get that, and that's worth thinking about. However, if we take a five-year perspective on that money issue based on other towns' experiences with similar developments, it doesn't always work out nearly as favorable as you think. For one thing, the job creation is suspect. The construction jobs during the build-out, sure, but that's temporary. The full-time jobs and part-time jobs after that, the issue I have with that is a lot of that's not going to happen. It's going to be displacement jobs. Other businesses that lose business, say Cooper's, Southside, People's Drug, and PharmaSave are going to have to lay off people. Those people will likely get jobs at the new places. So what is the true net gain in jobs? There will be a net gain that's positive for sure. Are they going to be great jobs in the context of living wage? I don't know. I don't think so. In terms of the money over time, well, there's a lot of history here. I've got some stuff I pulled off. This is a study done by the Vancouver Island University folks. They mention here that in one study in the States, and it's been verified in other studies, local businesses spent 44% of their revenue in the surrounding area, whereas national chains only spent 14% of their revenue in the local economy. So that's a big difference. Number two here, University of Massachusetts, another study that was done says family-owned stores will suffer and few will survive the transition. This is just statistically true from all the studies they've done. Here's a third one from the American Planning Association of all people. They point out that once a large chain comes into a small town area and has eliminated the local competition, the prices go back up. Their goal is to maximize profit. I can tell you, my goal as a small shopkeeper here in Revelstoke is to serve my customers well. And often I take a short margin. I do that because I think it's the right thing to do, because I think it's what people want, and because I take a 360-degree view of my business. But that doesn't always happen. I'm not sure the monetary gains. The tax gain is real in the short term. In the long term, is it better overall economically for the area, for our town? I just don't know. I would like more discourse, more public input, and that's really what this protest is about. Really, all I'm asking for as a member of the protest is that council back up, rescind the decision, which they can do. There are ways they can do that. Take another look at it, do more research, give the public full awareness of the pros and cons, and then let the public give them their input so that whatever decision council's making, it's based on a whole lot more input from the citizens of Revelstoke. If the citizens of Revelstoke want this, then great, let's do it. But nobody knows for sure what anybody wants here. There's a lot of opinions. If I'm a councillor and I'm going to roll the dice on something that we don't know it's going to have a positive outcome, that all the evidence suggests it won't be positive, and I'm going to roll the dice on that because I believe in my gut it is going to be positive and that it'll work out, wouldn't I want to have more real public opinion data to support my position? Would I really want to be out there alone on that kind of issue?
That's a really good point. You're from southeastern Ontario.
Yes, we moved here a couple years ago.
Eastern Ontario is pretty much a tourism-heavy part of the country. Have you seen this kind of thing before?
I don't have experience in a tourism town because we lived in the beaches of Toronto, but I can tell you where I grew up in Stittsville, Ontario, in the 60s and 70s, we had the same kind of thing happen, destroyed the downtown. My wife grew up in Acton, Ontario. Same thing happened, destroyed the downtown. Salt Lake City in 2002, bigger city, bigger place, also built the Olympic Mall about a 30-40 minute walk from downtown. So very similar situation in that sense. Utterly destroyed Salt Lake City downtown, still hasn't recovered. There's all kinds of evidence that says it's not a good idea. There is nowhere that I could find. And if any counselor can find a study that says it's a good thing, I'd like to see it. So again, if we want to roll the dice this way, that's fine. If we believe we're different, if we're more competition resistant, fair enough. I'd really like a whole lot more citizen dialogue and input on a decision of this magnitude.
Well, I think we're beginning to get that. I've been buttonholed by a lot of people today. Some of them have sent me comments that are going to appear in the Current, so we'll see this dialogue continue, I'm sure, for at least another week, maybe more.
I think all our councillors are good people. I think all of them care deeply about Revelstoke. I think our mayor cares deeply about Revelstoke. I can honestly tell you, I voted for every single person on council. I was thrilled because everybody I voted for got elected. So I support them. At the 60,000-foot level, I support every one of them, and I've talked to them all personally. They're all good people. My issue isn't with the individuals or even the decision. My issue here is for a decision of this magnitude, the process was done too quickly. And if you're going to do a quick process and you're going to follow that process, then why didn't the votes reflect the sentiment of the public hearing? If you're going to stand up and say, well, there's a silent majority that wants this or couldn't make the meeting, I think the onus is on that to be proven. Otherwise, I think as good representatives, you have to go with what happened at the public hearing. And the evidence of the public hearing was people didn't want it. I have an issue with the process more than with the actual decision.
Yeah, a certain segment of the population didn't want it. Everybody's throwing that term silent majority around. And once that little flag gets waved, all reason seems to go out the door. And we need to know who they're talking about. You say right. Silent majority? Who is that?
Well, I had one store person tell me that, you know, the customers in their store would like to see this mall. I've had most of my customers say they don't. So who's right and who's wrong? And again, if I'm a counselor, I think I just want a whole lot more data and research to go with such a huge decision where we're rolling the dice on something that could forever change the town. To me, prudent governance and effective counselorship would kind of say that's what you need to do.
Good points. So many people see this as an opportunity for them to save dollars. The notion that it's a big discount grocery store attracts the attention of a lot of people, particularly who are members of the working poor. I hate that term, but it's fairly apt. People start working fairly low-income jobs. Do you think the community will save money in the long run, or will the money not be spent here?
I think you can always save on groceries if you want to. And there's no doubt more competition is going to lead to lower prices in the short term. First of all, a 25,000-foot grocery and a 15,000-foot pharma is not servicing the highway traffic. That's a targeted attempt at the businesses in Revelstoke. They're duplication businesses on a huge scale, not a small scale. I think that's going to lead to lower prices initially, but let's face it, I don't think there's enough market share here for three grocery stores and three pharmas. As friends, neighbors, and residents, are we prepared to see local businesses be damaged in that way in a price war? And secondly, once the big chains win that war, they're not going to keep the prices low. They never have anywhere else. Their goal is to maximize profit and margin, and it will go back up. Over a five-year perspective, I don't think we're gaining anything. And in fact, if you factor in all the other things, that 30 missing percent that local businesses spend in the community that the big chain stores don't, we're not ahead at all. I mean, an individual family might be slightly ahead. I get that, and I get that that's important for folks. I totally understand that. I just think in the fabric of a community, probably not that big an advantage when you look at the big picture. And I come back to it again. If the citizens of Revelstoke, if that's what they value most of all and that's what the majority want, fair enough, we'll deal with it. But I just don't think enough thought, time, awareness of the pros and cons has gone into this. And I certainly don't think enough citizen input's been received by council to make a truly informed decision for something of this magnitude.
Well, it's very clear there's a lot of merchants in downtown Revelstoke from McKenzie down, right down First Street and parts of Second or the Alpine Mall support your view. What's the next step here?
Our hope is that people will think about it. And I don't think if council backs up here, I don't think it's admitting an error. I don't think an error has been conducted. I think whatever happened here is truly wanting to be pro-development. And I'm pro-development. It's time we did that better. And this council is doing that. And I applaud them for it. I think in the rush to be pro-development, we might have rushed this one a little too much. Mm-hmm. Not all development is good development. So if we're going to roll the dice on something like this, let's just be really sure. That's all I'm asking. If that doesn't happen, well, I mean, the next step for the downtown is to do what we can to try and make sure people are still going to come in, and we're going to do our best. We're not going to be sleepy. I think everybody in town's a very good competitor. I think almost everybody runs a very good business. I'm not sure we're leaving anything on the table now, but we'll certainly all band together and look at that. We'll do our best to keep downtown vibrant, successful.
Well, that's one of the arguments being given for going ahead with this. Mm-hmm. You know, stop by the hemorrhage. Leakage, mm-hmm. You know, due to out-of-town shopping.
You know, in my experience, a devoted Costco or Walmart shopper is still going to go there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, a Sobeys or a Shoppers Drug Mart is not going to change that. That leakage, there's not much that can be done about it. That's a fundamental approach that's different, and I totally respect that. Would it stop some leakage? Yeah, for sure it would. That's a decent argument. But again, coming back to the fact that only 14% of money spent in chain stores stays in the community versus 44% spent in local stores, are we really gaining or not? I think that math is pretty obvious.
Have you given any thought to the possibility of moving your own business up to the highway?
I have. I can tell you we wouldn't do it. We would either survive and suffer, or we would just close. I have no interest in being part of anything like that. I personally wouldn't shop at it on principle. A lot of studies have said, and council even mentioned at the hearing, that typically downtowns suffer 15 to 30% when a perimeter mall goes in. I don't know any business downtown that could take a 30% revenue hit and survive. I just don't. Nobody's doing that well. And to be honest, most of the businesses, with few exceptions, 70 to 80% of our business comes from visitors. That does allow us to survive. So if you put any reason on the highway for people not to come in, even if more people stop, are we going to have a net increase in people who come in? I don't think so. But again, it's up for citizens as a general mass to make that choice. I'm one citizen. I have one opinion. I just said what my opinion is, but we need a richer dialogue about the pros and cons here. So when we're rolling the dice, council has a better database to work with here in making these choices.
Well said.
That's the way I feel about it.
Where are the paper petitions located?
All the stores that have paper on the windows have copies of the petitions that people can sign. The one on the internet, change.org, we need both signed, to be honest. If you Google Revelstoke Petitions Mall, the third or fourth one down will be change.org. If you click on that, it'll take you right to it. Got a really nice summary of where we have concerns. And then if you agree there's enough concern to sign, then you sign. If you don't, then you don't. In the store is the same information. Again, if you agree, sign. If you don't, don't. What we really want here is council to roll it back, take another look, get more input from both people who are for and people who are against. And then let's make a real community decision around this very important choice.
Well said. Stephen, thank you very much.